Happy New Year! So, I do know that it's not January anymore, but I still say we're like in the New Year-ish vibe still. And I don't know where you stand. You may be thinking like, Blue, like I've started this year powerfully. Like I've been crushing my goals. I've been going for it. I'm staying on track and on top of things. Or you may be on the other side and you're like, Blue, like I need a restart. I need a redo because it's not quite happening. Because even for me, I feel like we just like toppled into 2024. Like it didn't feel like a fresh start for some reason. Like I just like woke up and rolled over and we were into a new year. But wherever you are, whatever you're feeling, we still have so pretty much the whole year left ahead of us to create, to bring whatever it is that we want to bring into reality. And again, regardless of where you are, I want us all to take a breath, because I think we start the year with such high expectations of we're gonna like accomplish so much and do so much and become these magical people in the next 12 months. And it's like, take a breath, take the load off, take off the pressure, and even for me, take off the overwhelm, because all of this can be so much to take in and we have so much pressure of just like what we have to do and what we want to create. And you know, I want to break this down so that it's easy for us of how do we take these steps? How do we bring these things to life and reality for us? So how do we get these dreams out of our head and into the world? And for those of you all who follow me on social media at the Michelle Blue and all my platforms, then you know that I started the year on my first TV appearance, which I was definitely nervous about. But I was on ATL & Co sharing how to accomplish and elevate your goals and your dreams in 2024. And this wasn't just about business. This is about how do we elevate in every area of our life. And so I'm going to share with you all my four C's of how to do that. And again, how do we do that without the pressure? How do we do that without the overwhelm? How do we do that taking a breath, knowing that it's possible and available to us if we just follow some simple steps, right? And so my first C is to first have clarity and vision. And I think this is so important, because the thing is, where do you want to go? We have all this time available to us. We have this future open space and opportunity, but how do you want to use it? What do you want to create in this time? And the thing is, we know the time will pass, right? December 31st is going to be here. We're going to look up and be like, oh my gosh, how did the year fly by so fast? Because I'm always like that every year. But the question is, where do you want to be standing? What is it that you want to look back on and know that like I created and I showed up and I brought this to life? And so having clarity and vision is the first step, and it's the most important step. And for me, I know so many people swear by like the vision boards, which I think are definitely still a great tool, but you know, it always seems so far removed. And when I would have my vision board, like sometimes I would look at it, sometimes I wouldn't. Like I didn't really review it much throughout the year, so I would forget actually what it is that I wanted to create, or I just didn't really still have the same motivation to bring it to life. But one of the things I started using was vision books. And I started this during the pandemic, and this has been one of the game changers for me. And again, it's not like hanging up on a wall, but now I can wake up in the mornings and I can open up the book of my life and I can flip through the pages and see what it is that I want to create. And not only am I seeing it, but I'm also feeling it as well. And I'm getting that much more connected to the experience as something not in the future, but something that I'm already living in. Like this is my reality, and I can get that much more excited about it and wake up in the morning, start my day knowing like, this is what I'm going for. This is what I'm creating. And so the vision books have been a game changer for me. And you're gonna hear me talk about vision books so much more. So this is just the beginning, but vision books and are such a great tool in helping you get clear of what it is that you want to create. And again, in every area of your life, whether it's fitness, whether it's in your love relationships, in your business, in travel, in your friendships, I break that all down in my vision book. And so, such a great tool. I would love for you all to create your own. And like I said, I'm going to share a little bit more about my process of how I created my vision book as well. So stay tuned because that's on the way. So first step is to gain clarity and vision. Know exactly where it is that you want to be on December 31st. And step two is to craft a plan because yes, we can look at these books, we can do the manifestation, we can do all the things, the visualization every day, but if we're not getting into action, if we're not taking the steps, then what are we doing? And so you have to break down what is that bigger vision and what are the next best steps to make that a reality. And for me, you know, thinking about December 31st, I mean, that's so far. That's, again, 12 months, 11 months from now. And so it feels overwhelming. It feels so far removed from where I am now. And so I start to break that down and I think about, well, okay, what are the things that I need to do for the next 90 days? And so if we're looking at January, my next goalpost of what I want to create is March 31st. And this seems that much more realistic. It doesn't feel far removed. And also it makes sure that I actually have to get into action, right? And instead of procrastinating, because I feel like I have all the time in the world, I realize, okay, I got 12 weeks. Like I gotta get up, I have to get going because I'm here to create this in just a shorter period of time. And so I love this book and I have revisited this book time and time again. And it's the 12-week year. And I feel like if you're in personal development, if you're in entrepreneurship, then you've heard of this book. And I do swear by it myself. I have used this, again, started using it during the pandemic, and I've seen the results that it has created in my life. And again, it's just helped me break down what are the next best steps in a shorter period of time. And so even the title is the 12-week year, get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12, and get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months. And this is so powerful. And it even tells you, it's like, take back your control of your day, increase your income, balance the priorities of your life, lower your stress, and accomplish your goals in record time. And again, this is on my repeat list, repeat listen to, because it has been that game changer. So think about, how do we craft that plan? And again, how do you eat an elephant? Is one bite at a time. Break it down, break down the bigger vision. Again, we have our whole elephant December 31st, but what is the best what is the next best steps that we need to take for March 31st? How do we break down those goals into smaller chunks? So again, we're getting into action. It's that much more doable and we're accomplishing things along the way. And so that energy will fuel you alone. So that is step number two, is to craft your plan. Step three, C number three, is to control what you can control. And this is so important because the thing is, we can turn on the news, we can listen to the radio, we can talk to our friends and know, like, it is crazy mayhem out in this world. And the reality is, it always will be. It'll always be recessions and wars and pandemics. Like, how do we even live through that? Like, there will always be so much that we can't control. But controlling our own mindset, controlling our own attitude of like how we're gonna show up. Yes, grocery prices are crazy, but that don't have nothing to do with me. Yes, there's a recession. Yes, these wars are going on. That has nothing to do with me. I'm still gonna show up. I'm still gonna show up in my power. I'm still gonna create the reality that I am stepping into, that I want for my life, for my business, for my family, what it is that I'm creating. And that is so important, so key for all of us. And even, you know, like I always share, because none of this journey is perfect. Even when you show up, even when you control your attitude and your mindset, there are inevitable failures and setbacks that are going to happen. And so I'm always the first person to tell you, because I'm like, I'm not trying to like sell no lies to you. I'm not trying to say this journey is sweet, because that's not always the case. But again, you get to determine what this failure, what the setbacks mean to you. It can be your end, or you can define it and redefine it just to be a lesson and to help you get closer to where it is that you actually want to go in this journey and in this creation. So step three, my C number three, is to control what you can control. And so for my friends who did tune in live to watching my segment on ATL & Co, then you know that I got cut off on my fourth C. And this was such an important point, because it is create like a kid. And as adults, you know, I love us, but we get so caught up in making sure the logics, that everything makes sense, that everything adds up, that so many times it keeps us from actually starting. It keeps us from actually going for it. And so the reality is, nobody knows. Nobody has all the answers. And so you're sitting on this side of things trying to figure it all out when it's impossible. And so I want you to just get out into the world and create and have fun and be free with this, right? Let's go on this adventure of life. Let's just see what happens, right? And so send that email, start that book, create the community, be willing to make a mess, be willing to like just go for it and make it look ugly and just put it out into the world and allow yourself to fumble and make the mistakes and do it and just the joy of life, right? The joy of this journey, the joy of creation. And so I want you to create like a kid. Have fun, because again, nobody knows. No one has all the answers. And if you know who has the answers, tell them to call me, because I have some questions to ask them. And so these are my four C's. Get clarity in your vision, craft a plan, control what you can control, and create like a kid. And doing that are the steps for us to elevate, to accomplish, and bring our dreams to reality in 2024. And so again, wherever you are in this process, however you're feeling right now, know that you have the rest of this year to go forth and to really have a completely blank slate in this creation. And so let's have fun. Let's go for it, and let's make sure that we are operating in a space and that we are making our future selves proud, right? So when we're standing at December 31st, we know that we gave it our all. And so let's go for it. And I look forward to connecting with you all, staying tuned. And I think, you know, I talked about the vision book. I talked about breaking down the plan, but I actually have a guide that I use for myself. And so I wanna share that with you all. I'm gonna drop that in the bio, in the chat below, so that you all can actually see what and break down, what are the goals, what are the next best steps, what are the things that I need to be doing just in the next 12 months to help bring this goal to reality. So these are the things that I'm already using, and I want to share it with you. So make sure you take advantage of that. Make sure you're connected. Follow, subscribe, like, all the things. Share with a friend, and I'll see you next week on Conversations with Blue.